Epirema Bridge Farm.
Hey.
Morning.
I'm Brendan Shearing, a contractor from Riverton, who owns, well, did own a little block called Epirema Bridge Farm, but I've since sold it.
Okay.
Being worried about this stuff more than anything. Growing up there my whole life. Dad was a farmer and a contractor. Granddad was a farmer and a contractor. And you could say they pointed out a lot of stuff to me as a kid as I rode around in the truck with them years and years ago. About 10 years ago I bought a block of land and for cut and carry dairy support. The first year I could cut about 70% of it. A lot of willows and wetlands and stuff, and tidied a lot of that up, fixed up drains, got it all going. The last year I owned it, we could cut 95% of it, so it was actually a profitable block for me to own. When some of these rules came out, a group in Riverton started up called the Lower Epirema Catchment Group, which I joined up with, and I was quite worried about some of the stuff I was being told, so I actually sold my block of land because it was boundarying the Epirema River from what's called the White Great Bridge up Carmichael Road. Main thing I was worried about was the land loss I'd potentially have around the edge of the river and the creek running through the middle of my block, which would add up to a heap on my block because it was a very narrow block beside the river, a long piece of river. I love fishing and all that sort of thing, swimming in the river on a hot day, and that sort of stuff. But Rule 25 with the, what was going to be degree slope and stuff around waterways, I see that it's been changed from 0 to 9% is 5 metres. That would fit into my block. That would add up to a whole lot of land for me, for a flat land block. So is the big loss of land use, does that mean I'll pay less rates as well? But, and I also have a gravel pit on that block. It was pretty hard to get a consent for, but I did get one. Much to the neighbour across the river from me, his appreciation to it because it stopped the erosion on his bank on the other side every time I kept that gravel pit lower. He's got several corners and so did I where we could have taken gravel from and saved each other a lot of money in river protection, but we weren't allowed to. He had to dig a hole in the middle of his paddock for his gravel when he could have taken it from a corner and saved me 1,404 cubic metres of dirt in 3 years. So that went down the river and into the estuary, I guess. I'd spent 30 odd grand the year before on river protection. Doesn't go very far. Whereas he, if he had taken out the corner before me, I'm sure that would have been very minimal. That's just one spot that I measured over 3 years. Seems to be a big look at winter grazing and runoff and stuff. The river last April, before any grazing was being done on any winter crops, we had a good old rain and it ran dirty as hell for days, and I probably lost a metre off that bank, just that one paddock, that one bank. So yeah, if you guys let people take gravel out, I'd suggest that's going to help hugely for erosion, because it keeps the river where it should be instead of getting pushed out further and further in the time. And just up the river from me, there's the old Thornbury dump site that I go fishing past every now and again, and I sort of wonder, well, Riverton's drinking water comes out below that. I can't drink my town supply water because I get sick. I have Crohn's disease, which makes me a wee bit more sensitive, but I cannot drink town supply from Riverton. And I often look at that and think, yuck. Whose deal is it to cover some of that shit up? So, yeah. If we're going to have a lot of these things pushed on us, I think that you guys have got to sort some stuff out as well. Yeah, that's about me.
All right, thank you very much for that. Morris?
No, not really, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thanks for your submission, though.
No questions for me.
Yeah, and what was the size of the block that you had, and how much length of berm did you have stream-wise?
It was 44 hectares, and it was just under 5 k's of river. Yeah, it's a very narrow and long, winding. It's a great block to go fishing and swimming at, and to sell silage off, but if I had to take that 5 metres off it, just for cutting grass, no stock.
The rules were about stock exclusion, weren't they? Not about grass cutting.
So I can cut right to the river's bank.
Well, that's still to be determined, I guess, but...
Yeah, that's what I want to make sure.
Right.
But yeah, I did sell that block because I was worried that I could lose 15% of my block, land-wise.
Have you any intentions of reinvesting back into land again?
Once this stuff's sorted, yeah. I thought I'd run the cutter and see if I made money on my block and buy something cheaper later.
Oh, it's good business.
Yeah.
No, I think you've covered those your points for as for your submissions. I thank you very much.
Yeah, I've no further questions either. Thanks very much for coming in there.